Summit, presented by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson, with our guest host, Bianca Reyna, creator of The Reveal Show and the BB Community.
Hola. Hi, guys.
Today we have a very special guest on the line, Kai Ashley. Kai Ashley is a transformational healer and EFT success coach for aspiring and ambitious coaches who feel called to make a difference and want to make great money from their passions. Founder of the Vibrant Success Club, Kai is known to get amazing results, often where nothing else has worked. She helps healers, coaches, and purpose-driven entrepreneurs to attract more clients and reach fantastic goals by clearing all the blocks that are in the way. A world traveler who leads workshops and retreats in beautiful locations around the world, she's a speaker, luminary, and leader who believes that every person has an incredible power within. It is her mission to greatly help overcome the self-doubt, self-hate epidemic and help free millions of people so we can all live a vibrant life of love, happiness, greatness, and success. Welcome, Kai. So in life, we tend to have things that come up that's part of this life, part of this what we're living in, and to learn how we can take these stumbling blocks, these roadblocks, anything that comes up for us, how to take those and really find the lessons or the gems in those. This is something that Kai has been working on, and I feel we can all learn from this and apply these skills to every area of our lives, whether it's our health, it's friendships, relationships, money, success. Whatever it is, we all have things that try to slow us down. And the more we can look at that with a positive thought of wow, okay, cool, what can I learn from this? Rather than, allow that to get in our way and trip us up and get us all frustrated. Of course, that tends to happen naturally, but how can we learn from those things and learn to help empower our lives from these, and I think this is what Kai is bringing to the call here. So, Kai, welcome.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. One of the first things I'd like to ask is, as you've been going through your life, were there any big, major, pivotal moments where you felt like, rather than get beat down by the wave of change, that somehow you found or were guided to rise above and learn to ride the wave as if a surfer riding a big 50-foot swell. and you may not have felt confident at first, but was there a time where you really were guided and got up on that wave and then really felt a major sense of transformation from that? And if so, how you went about it? What were some of the lessons you've learned and how you've been able to help others apply some of those similar lessons in their lives?
Okay, good question. Well, there was a pinnacle moment when I was about 22, which would have been about 12 years ago now, and I just realized that I needed to change because I'd been living a very extremely unconscious life. So the thing with me is I've always been very used to change because growing up in my early childhood, the story is that I grew up with teenage parents who were into drugs and alcohol, and so I was, very mistreated up until I was about two. And then I was taken out of there, fortunately, but sent to live with my grandparents, who, I'm so thankful for, but they were very, very strict, and they didn't have much joy, and they were focused on work. So that gave me a lot of blocks around that. But what that led me to being was, very used to things changing a lot. I was always very used to the change and the chaos. But what that really caused to mind for me is when I just realized that if I didn't change who I was, because I actually grew up to be quite cynical, to actually, let's just be honest here, when I was an older teenager and very early 20s, I was very deceitful. I was a liar. I was not a very good person. I was like a real mean girl. Like, you would not recognize me sitting here today. And I was also very heavily into some very nasty drugs. And I, you know, I just thought it was recreation, but the truth is it was completely, you know, it was the only thing I wanted to do. So it's easy to think that you're not addicted to drugs and you don't have any goals. Anyway, so I just completely realized that I was not going anywhere, that I had to change my life. And I actually saw it like a big flash in front of me, and I realized that I just needed to change. So I moved, you know, like 400 miles away. Went back to live with my family for a bit. I actually sobered up. I got into meditation, like Buddhism, and that's where I learned how to meditate. But now here's the thing. Now this is, there's a lesson in this, because usually people think that, okay, well, that means that things go well. Well, actually, not only was this such a good time for me because I learned how to meditate and I started to learn how to love myself and be a good person, but I also got my first chronic illness, where I got chronic fatigue, and I was sick for like 3 years, and I put on like a lot of weight, and I was lonely, because with my story growing up, you know, I was always very lonely, so that followed me into my life. And when I was sober that time, I was very, very lonely. So that change for me was still really hard. And then I had another change, where I healed the chronic fatigue myself, even though the doctors told me that I'd be sick with it forever. I didn't take their pills. I was like, no way. And through a series of events, I healed my own chronic fatigue. And that's when I then decided to leave the country. I left the country in 2008, and I haven't really been back to Australia, where I grew up, since. I mean, I went back twice, but only for like, the first time was 6 weeks, and the next time was 4 months. So my real piece of advice for people is to understand that change happens. Like, don't be so surprised. Like, I speak to so many people, so many of my clients, things will be going well for them, and all of a sudden I have this blip. Like, I have to have a down, they'll feel unmotivated all of a sudden, or like some big calamity will happen. And I just say, like, stop being surprised, because life is just a series of challenges, one after the other. And it's not about not having the challenges. It's about learning how to rise above them, or how to look for the solution within them. So the final piece on this is actually what this reminds me of, is if you are in a problem right now, and I'd really love you to listen to this, because I know this is going to help you, is to really think about, okay, what is my problem? Great, here it is. But then to look for 3 solutions, because there are always solutions. Every problem is actually an opportunity, and not in a cute little cliche way, but in a big way. Every single problem will create an opportunity if you are looking for it. But if you're only looking at the problem and complaining about what's going wrong, you're going to continue to be in the shit, basically.
So what I'd like to ask you is, you know, just recently, and I'm totally, if anyone knows me, I also have the reveal show, so I'm always revealing stuff. And which also leads to awakening. So thank you, Jeremy, for that, for being the space for us to do that in. I really had a really rough week. So what would you tell someone that, like, I mean, yeah, I hear you when you say, look for this, you know, look for something else within all this drama. But all I could see at that moment was, I could see easily how people start to see red. What would you tell someone who, you know, like, and I kept trying to raise my vibration. I kept trying to, I knew all the tools. What would you say to someone that is going through that moment?
Okay, well, that's a really good question, too. You know, without emotions, they're not a bad thing. So here's the one thing that's really important to understand, is that your emotions are only, they're trying to guide you. They're trying to give you a message. And, I mean, obviously it's not always helpful, but they're still there, and it's an energy in your body. So it's really important to actually acknowledge what you're feeling. And there are a few ways to do it, but one of the biggest traps that people get caught into is the positive thinking trap. And so hear me out here. what they do is like maybe you feel the stress. And you say, no, everything is good. Everything is good. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. But yet underneath you're feeling, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Right? So what you want to do, okay, now this is a process that works. You want to meet it where it's at. And I call this selective thinking. This is actually how you think positive. And there's a very big difference between trying to positive think and actually building yourself up to be positive. Okay, so I'll tell you a bit about it, okay?
We can't just try harder.
and hey, isn't that the intro for your song? Everything is awesome.
I love that.
That's Jeremy's little, like, yeah. Right? We're trying to pretend that.
So here's what you want to do. Let's say that you're in that stressful moment and you're hearing that voice that's making that feeling, and it's like, they'll never listen to you. This isn't good. They're not listening, right? And it's that whatever that emotion is. Okay, so one of the ways that you can deal with it is you want to meet it where it is. So don't pretend it's not there. So right now I'm actually using my hand to go down like to a lower level. So you go down to a lower level and you go, huh, this doesn't feel fair. This or whatever it is, like they're not going to listen. And you actually say that out loud and then you go, and then you start building it up. But you want to go meet it where it is. Like it's like, you need to go and meet it and hold it by its hand, and then you can bring it up. So you go down to it, you say, huh, yeah, I'm really feeling like they're not going to listen to me. And then you bring in the maybes. You say, but maybe there can be another way. And even though I definitely feel like they're not listening to me, you know, in my new reality, I'm choosing to believe that maybe I can find a way. And maybe it can be easier than ever before. And maybe there's a solution. And maybe there is something that I can do. And I know that people are starting to like me more and more. And you know, I've done some really great things. And maybe it's okay. And maybe I really can find a way. And then you always, always, always need to take a breath. So you take a breath. And then if you need to start again, if you need to go back down to meet the emotion and hold it by its hand, then you walk it back up as you go. And the maybes are actually more powerful than the strong positives in the beginning. Yes, the goal is to be able to say, you know, I am super confident, peaceful and calm and can do anything. But if your nervous system isn't there, and you're trying to say that, your nervous system is going to be saying, like, you're crazy, no way. And it's not going to let you go up there. So you need to go down and you need to say to your nervous system, yeah, I hear you, like, you're right, but maybe. And then the maybe disarms your nervous system and you're still saying the positive thing. So, and then you just keep building yourself up. And then once you're up and you're taking some breath, then you change your posture. It's always very important to change your state. And then that's when you can start doing the power positive stuff. But until you meet it where it is and then bring it back up by the hand, it's going to keep kicking and screaming underneath.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. These emotions seem like a little tricky to work with maybe if you're not used to it, or if you're used to just kind of ignoring them or stuffing them or moving on with your day. Like, do you have any tricks on how to start getting used to working with those?
Yeah. So one of the first things to realize is that your emotions are like a child. Like, really, they're actually that child part of you. So especially like the hurt emotions. Let's say that you get upset easily. And maybe when someone says a certain thing to you, it triggers you and it upsets you. What you want to do is you want to realize that this emotion is like that five-year-old part of yourself that was hurt, because it like fragments off and it gets blocked in our body. And because we were taught not to cry, to swallow our tears, not to have our feelings, or we had to hide in case like people hurt us even more and pretend that everything was okay, we get used to stuffing our emotions down. And that means that we don't know how to deal with it. But what it is, get this, it is that little child part of yourself. And what happens when you have a child that is screaming and crying and you put it outside in the cold, shut the door and tell it to shut up? Like, does it stop crying? Does it feel any better? Like, it doesn't, does it?
No.
So this is what people are doing with their emotions. They're trying to let their emotions go. They're trying to ignore them, trying to stuff them down. And it's just like putting that child outside the door. So rather what you have to see it as is realizing that this emotion actually needs to be embraced through a process that I call, well, I'm sure I'm not the only one who calls it, but I call it emotional alchemy. It's actual emotional alchemy because you are transmuting the lower level, heavy, dark, negative emotion into a positive feeling, so you embrace it. So imagine the child, right, that's kicking and screaming. You gave it a big hug, but it's still screaming in your ears, like got snot running everywhere, you know, but you're still hugging it. You're still loving it. You're rubbing it on its back. Eventually, it's going to calm down, and that is the same as your emotion. So to now settle that, let me get to the point. Now, the point is that what you want to do is when you feel that tension, that stress, rather than getting stressed about being stressed, that's double stress. You know, if you're like get angry that you're angry, it's like that's double anger. What you want to do is go, holy F, you know, like I'm feeling really stressed right now. And then you, okay, now there's a physiological way to do this. So what you do is you take a breath, you relax your shoulders, you find where that stress is in your body. And it's okay if you're guessing, just pretend. Just like, okay, well, I think my stress is in my belly or in my heart or in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice where that is. And then rather than trying to let it go, remember, like the screaming child, you want to take that breath, relax your shoulders, and actually give it space to expand. Take a breath, and you just breathe through it. The breath is really always, absolutely every single time, the main key that sets you free. So if you can do that, feel the feeling, take a breath, relax your shoulders, and there's one point that I didn't say that's really powerful, and it sounds a bit funny, but open your mouth in a big O shape as you exhale, and the feeling will just quite truly, it'll start to dissolve, especially, and this is the whole thing that it relies on, when you relax your shoulders, you relax your heart. And then if you warm up your heart, you just give that warm feeling in your heart, which most people can do, that's actual love. Like, that is love. And when you touch the lower level emotions with the love, it will, like, just literally in the purest form, it will transmute into love and light, and it will dissolve. You'll yawn, you might burp, you might cry, you might even laugh, something like that, and it will just start to release from the body. And most people don't know this because they've never actually done it, because they weren't taught that it was a possible thing, but it's really possible. Like, emotions are easy to transmute if you simply know the process.
Yes.
Oh, I'm already
right.
Feeling great without working on anything specifically. And I, one other thing I heard you say that I thought was really key is that even if you're not sure you feel it, just allow your imagination, your intuition to just give you whatever inkling and work with that, right? Just kind of exaggerate it if it helps. And then see how that helps with releasing it, right?
Yeah, and the exaggerating part is the key. You want to allow yourself to exaggerate it and to just, rather than second-guessing yourself, and if you're not sure, just say, well, if I had to guess, maybe it would be, and this isn't just for feelings, this is for absolutely any answer. Like, so if you are going through, you know, a difficulty right now and you're like, well, I don't know. Saying, well, I don't know is a command to your brain saying, do not know. But if you swap it around and you say, well, how could I know? You know, if I had to guess, what might the answer be? If I had to guess, what might the answer be? And it will come. It will absolutely come if you ask without trying to force the answer and you just keep asking from a place of curiosity. So, yeah.
Yeah, when we say, I don't know, it just kind of blocks the answers, blocks the energy, right?
Absolutely, because we do know.
Yeah.
I love it. People are probably thinking, what do you mean we do know? I don't know. But the truth is you have the answer within you. If you would only stop saying, I don't know, and you let that space be empty instead and take a breath and just ask a question again, then you will figure it out.
You know, it's funny that you said that because what comes to mind, and I'm going to date myself here, but, like, the fact that we say, I don't know, is so subconscious that there was, like, this, in the U.S., there was this Nickelodeon show that every time one of the kids would say, I don't know, there would be, like, green slime that would fall on their head. And it was because we would all say it so subconsciously. So we're not even privy to the words that we say whenever we say them, because those words run through our brain like nothing. And so if we could just change that, we would be changing, consciously changing. And I'm asking a question, like, literally, we could be, you're saying that we could be consciously changing, you know, what we are, what's possible. Like, we could be receiving more answers, but the fact that, right? That's kind of blowing my mind.
Yeah, it's, wow. It's because our words, like, more than anyone imagines, like, almost no one realizes this. Your word is, it's not only, like, powerful and has influence. It is, whatever you say is. And people often don't believe that because it's not instant, because we have years and years and decades of conditioning saying in the opposite. So you've got to allow yourself to overcome that conditioning. And one of the ways is the selective thinking that I was talking about before. So let's say that you're really feeling like, I don't know, and you've got that thought in your head. You use a process I did before. You go down and meet it. You go find where that feeling is, or just the tone of voice. It's like, well, I don't know. It's like, okay, well, I don't know, but maybe what if I could know? You know, what if maybe if I had to guess, maybe I could figure it out. And you just build yourself back up into asking and not worrying about not knowing. But yeah, there's one thing that there's a few things, but there are a few words that I really want people to cut out. And one is I don't know, because that is not leaving space for you to know.
Wow, we do that so unconsciously.
Challenged by that.
Yeah.
Been a big challenge for me. And I've also learned that asking the questions is so powerful. To go from these statements that block the energy and cut it off and block us from being able to receive the answers to asking questions. What would it take for me to know this? Right? If I did know the answer, what might it be? It seems to open up that possibility, right? That maybe I could get the answer. If I could, what would it be? If I made it up, what would it be?
Yeah.
It's amazing what comes through.
Right? Yeah.
You
have to try it for 3 days. If you're not sure, just try it for 3 days, and you'll see some really cool things come through. But it has to be genuine. It's not like, oh, well, I'm just going to ask this and I better get the answer. It's like, no, just ask. Just be in the question. Just breathe. You know, definitely breathe.
So Kai, what can you think of any examples of where you've had some dark moments and there were certain things that helped you to overcome those? Seems like we're kind of always talking about that thing. I mean, are there any examples that come to mind?
So many. So many.
It's going to be a good conversation.
Which one? I could either talk about my nervous breakdown that got me into the healing, or I could talk about the financial crisis that I went through that I thought ruined my life but turned out being the biggest blessing at all. Couldn't go on. I think I'll talk about, I'm hearing in my head, the financial crisis. Oh, my God, that was like the worst, most painful thing. It was drawn out, too. It felt like it was going on forever. My husband and I, when I first got to England, because we actually met on a beach in Thailand when I was living there, we fell in love. It was amazing. And we were very party people. And then, so I came to England to visit him. We fell in love all over again. And, like, you know, only a few weeks later. But we were very reckless. You know, like, we thought the money was going to come, we thought things were going to work out, but we didn't understand a little big thing called cause and effect. You know, you do one thing and then another thing will happen generally with mathematical precision. And we didn't really get that. So I got very lost in a way. Like, we got involved in this other, like, venture, like, this business type thing that we were just doing, like, purely because we thought it was easy money, and it wasn't. We sunk our money into it. We lost all our money. You know, my husband got into loads of debt. It was just, it was traumatic. And then we actually ended up moving countries during this because I didn't want to be in England anymore. We had to leave. So we moved to Spain. And then 3 months after we were there, my visa was running out because I was on a UK spouse visa, and that's just the rule. But because of the financial crisis, and I didn't have the money to, like, the thousands needed because I was self-employed, didn't have the thousands needed to get my longer visa. So literally, like, we were, like, living on hope, like, just hoping it'll work out, this will work out, like, the worst type of optimism. And we found out just, like, a few days before that we had to leave. Now, here's the thing. Now, I think there's a lesson in this moment because I was upset. Like, I mean, I was crying, tears down my face, like, this is not fair. You know, like, I felt like a failure. My coaching business was going well. I was helping people transform their lives. But then I was like, well, who am I to help people when I got myself in such a mess and it's followed us around the world? So all that happened. So one of the lessons I want to give in here that I actually give to a lot of my clients that really helps change their lives as well is we had two options. And, in fact, it turns out after all that one of the options were impossible. But even if the option wasn't impossible for you and it just was a different option, it still works. So one of the options was to come back to UK, to pack up everything, just, you know, even though we put money in the house, just leave it and just, like, drive back to the UK. The other option was a cockamamie idea. It was like trying to find a way where he stayed and I went to try and get my visa back in England and then came back, and it just wouldn't have worked. It just absolutely wouldn't have worked, but we couldn't see that. And so what happened was every single time I kept thinking, well, how can we stay in Spain, or I want to stay in Spain, I felt shaky. And this is the lesson. I would feel shaky. I would feel confused. I'd have this worry, anxiety come over in my mind. And then every time I thought about coming back to the UK, even though I really didn't want to be here, I mean, I'm happy with it now enough, but then I really didn't want to come back. But every time I really thought about it, I could see images in my head about us actually being here, and I felt this sense of calm in my heart. But I logically thought it was the wrong idea. But so what I realized was, wait there, every time I think of trying to stay in Spain and get this, trying to make this disaster work out, I'm feeling anxious, I'm on the verge of tears, even though it's what I logically thought I wanted. And then every time I thought about coming back, even though it's logically what I didn't want, I felt this sense of calm. And so even while my husband was still trying to find ways to stay, I was like, you know what, no, we have to go, because you can feel it in your body. So, and this works for anything. Like one of my clients recently, I absolutely helped her to make a decision between leaving a relationship and staying where she was in California to going back and reconnecting with her father, who she had a relationship with for a long time, and actually staying in his beautiful cabin in the forest, but it was in Atlanta. And she logically didn't want to go. She's like, I don't want to go, but she's been so unhappy where she was in California for so long. I really helped her to tune into the different emotions, and every time she thought about going back where she logically didn't want to go, she could see a good future mapped out. She could see, like, and then it turned, and then she finally accepted, like, she acquiesced, like, she just accepted that, okay, well, maybe I should go. And then everything started rolling out for her, like a red carpet was being laid out for her. And I find that's only one example out of, like, a dozen that I can give. It's like that all the time. Don't listen to what your logical mind says. Find that solid place. And any time that you start to deviate from it, just go back to that solid feeling. And that is the feeling that will take you out of the crisis and forward into your future that you actually want.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like takes a huge amount of trust to make that transition, too, right, from our brain-led living to a more heart-led, right?
Yeah. Well, you just have to look. If you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling anxiety around this now, why is it all of a sudden going to change? You know? Like, I'm feeling anxious about this, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. Your feelings are there to warn you, right? And so maybe listen.
Yeah, and it might come in handy.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. So does it seem like some people have more bad luck than others? Seem like some people seem to have all the good luck and some have the bad luck. Like, can you speak to that?
Yeah, I know. Like, some people really do seem to have bad luck, but the truth is we make our own luck. So some people are lucky, but it's because they're making their own luck, and it all comes down to the deepest beliefs. It is family conditioning. There are a lot of people, and probably a lot of people listening right now, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if pretty much everyone, you may find that your family is a certain way, and almost everyone in your family is maybe either like stuck or like negative in some way, or short-sighted, like closed-minded, whereas you might be a more open-minded, weird type person. And this means that, you know, it's like this evolution that I see coming into this earth. It's like all these people, usually people are just exactly like what their families are. And so you find some families are unlucky and some families are more lucky. But now the good news is if you're listening to this, I bet you like that. And you get to really recondition yourself and create your own luck, because luck is really all about what you focus on. Like literally everything is about what you focus on. And this isn't just your thoughts. It's also your beliefs, your energy, your feelings. So if you are constantly looking for what might go wrong, you actually are going to get what will go wrong, because our brain, our mind is so powerfully profound and it works perfectly. So even if you, you know, are noticing that you're unlucky and things are going wrong, don't worry about it, because the truth is that it's just what you're focusing on. And when you learn how to change your focus, then you're going to change your luck. So it's like this random thing. So let's all just say a big fat thank you, because it's not random. It's whatever you focus on, you're going to get, you know, whether you want it or not. And that comes down to your beliefs. You're always going to focus on what your beliefs are, but then on a deeper level, you also get to choose your beliefs. So it's about... And of course, there's a process. You can't just say, I choose to believe this one day and it will happen. There's like a bit of a process, and it's got a lot to do with repetition, with healing work, with a lot of the stuff I've talked about today about acknowledging those lower level energies and bringing them back up, things like that. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think so. But so are you saying we're not stuck with what our family gives us?
No, not at all. I mean, we can be. But we don't have to be. If you are willing to, I guess, just learn how to think for yourself. Now, okay, I'd love to touch on this point because I'm going to say something that's going to sound quite controversial, but most people never think. Like, they never have an actual thought. and they think they
do,
right? You're probably like, what? Now, this is because programs. Yeah, it's true. So get this, like, as a child, we're told certain things. You hear your parents talk, you're told that you can and you can't do things, whatever it is, and that gets stored in your mind, because your mind is not you. You are not your mind. And people, they seem to hear thoughts. You literally hear thoughts, which are your programs. They're the programs put in there from when you were young. Your neural pathways are all wired to think like that. The energy in your body is activated, and that's how, you know, you have these thoughts, and then you create your actions and decisions. But when those thoughts pop up in your mind, they are not real thoughts. They're old programs that have been in there since you were a child. Yeah,
wait,
so you need to...
I'm going
to
run and hug you.
Oh, yes. Oh, big air hug right now.
For saying that and so eloquently. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Sorry, I didn't want to break your train of thought, and you were saying.
Oh, appreciate
Go ahead. Sorry.
That. Oh, no, it's wonderful. So here's the answer, and you may not like this because it's going to be uncomfortable, but what you need to do is to allow yourself to start talking to yourself like a crazy person supposedly does. And because it turns out, after all, that the weird people, you know, the ones of us that have been told that we're weird, the ones that have often been outcast, maybe seen as too sensitive, whatever, we are the ones, okay, and I really deeply, to my deepest heart and soul, believe this, we are the ones that have the answers. And the people who listen to the programs in their head, who tell you that you're weird, they are the ones that, I call them the normals, they are the ones that are the weird ones, right? So we're coming up on this earth to help. And so what you really want to do is to start allowing yourself to talk to yourself out loud like this, like I did with the selective thinking, where you go down and you hold the hand of your negative emotion and you build it back up. So, but if you're not willing to talk to yourself, then you're going to continue staying trapped exactly where you are, no matter what you do. Like, you really have to start having a constant dialogue with yourself throughout the day.
It sounds like you're saying it's actually a good thing to be different. Don't we just want to be like everybody else?
Gosh, you think you do growing up, right?
Yeah. No, I've learned more and more how awesome it is to just be different and allow myself to be me and have my own thoughts. And
yeah.
Some of what I've come to understand is, was it like 98% of our thoughts aren't actually ours?
Yeah, exactly.
That might be another topic, but yeah. Do you have ways of getting more clear on which ones are ours?
Well, yeah, the ones that pop up in your head. If you're just like, so you've got thoughts popping up right now. These are just subconscious programs. And so with the work that I do and that I know we're going to be sharing with you out there, you want to change the programs, because it's okay if your programs are supportive, but most people's aren't, because on this earth for I don't know how many centuries or whatever, we've all been traumatized over and over again, and it's been passed down through generations. So you want to, it needs to be very conscious thinking. And what I mean by that is, it's like, takes more energy. You know, it's like, it takes a lot more energy. If you just hear thoughts pop up in response to something, that's a program. Oh, and here's another thing. If it's disparaging, like if it pulls you down and tears you down and tells you you're not good enough, and even though it seems really real, it's not real. It's not real. These are just blocks, limitations. They're not real. They're really not.
So it sounds like you've learned some processes to work through some of these blocks to release them so that we can finally move past them.
Mm. Yeah, I had to. I was a mess. I was like the queen of having
I think we've all had that moment where, well, I don't know, I can speak for me, but we've had that moment of like, I am a mess right now.
Absolutely.
Even if it's fleeting.
Oh, well, but the truth is, for me, a lot of it was not fleeting. Like, I had a PTSD where I was really reactive. Mm. I would get upset easily. I was really sensitive. Just go into fits of anger. I had social anxiety where I was extremely scared of being judged. You know, growing up, I experienced all types of abuse, you know, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. I was teased all the time. I didn't really have many friends. And I was always quite a wild child, too. So the way that I dealt with it was I rebelled. And I've always been the type of person to really throw myself headfirst into an experience, whether it's good or bad, just to see what would happen. I had the opportunity to really learn and grow, because I had such a contrast of experiences. So rather like stay neatly in the middle or go slightly to one side, I would like teeter on the edge where for most people that would be going over the edge, but I would just, you know, I'm so used to stretching my boundaries either way that I really learnt how to heal myself. And then it was when I got into the emotional freedom technique that finally really helped me, because I was doing the selective thinking that I'm saying where you go down and you hold the emotions hand and you take it back up. You know, it wasn't quite as polished when I first started, but I started that in my sort of early to mid-20s. But it wasn't until I was about 28, or back in 2010, I think, I don't know numbers, but back in 2010 when I got into the emotional freedom technique, that to say that my life changed is such an understatement. It's like I went from constantly thinking in my head that I was stupid, that I'd hear spontaneous thoughts come up, so like the program come up and say, you're stupid, Kai, I hate myself, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so embarrassing, I'm so dumb. And I just, it was like a broken record. It was just how I thought. And I had so much shame and embarrassment and guilt and, you know, trauma from the stuff that I've been through that it was, a lot of the time it was quite a nightmare to be in my own head.
And can I just say something? Yeah. To everyone, she is killing it on Facebook Live. So she is showing up every single day. Like, she is, I mean, she's killing it. Like, she, to talk about having, like, all these issues to today, she is just showing up in every single way. I love hearing her, you know, her come through and talk about different, like, she just comes on just for a minute and talks about different things on Facebook Live. Like, that is, you know, for someone who has all these issues, like, you really have gone through some blocks, like, really pushed through. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't even want to open up Facebook Live sometimes. I'm like, you know. So, I mean, and you just really are willing to step forward and just show up all the time, no matter what. Like, she'll be like, just chilling. You can tell she's just chilling. She's like out on a boat or like out in some windy area. And she's like, hey guys, like, I mean, because it, you just have really pushed through some huge blocks. Yeah. So I just wanted to preface that and say that, you know, everything you're talking about, you totally moved through. Wow.
So yeah, that's a good point. I'm not still like chucking hissy fits and, locking myself in cupboards like I did like 12 years ago. That's not happening anymore.
And it's, I mean, so I didn't want to derail you from what you were trying to say about your work, but I just wanted people to see the, you know, how far the extremities can come. Yeah. And I think that it's from your work. So it's some of the stuff that you're going to share with us today. Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the majority of it is from tapping, EFT tapping. But I think on a deeper level, like the real core of what had me change in the first place was taking responsibility for what happened. Even before I understood the concept, even when I was still being a victim and still like felt like life was happening to me, I would still look at experiences and there was like a few questions that I'd asked. The main ones were, okay, so what just happened? And what can, like, how did my actions make that happen? Like, so your actions or your reaction will always determine how the situation turns out. And so I'd always look at that and I'd go, okay, well, I can try this differently next time. And next time, I mean, I'm talking about over a span of years before I got into tapping. The next time might be just as bad and the time after that might be just as bad. And I might try different ways until eventually it would get better and better and better and I'd become you know, I would get how to, because I used to have a lot of problems being social and having people like me. I was quite abrupt and abrasive and reactive and very insensitive in many ways. So I just had to learn through trial and error, and I'd always examine and be like, okay, so what just happened and how can I do better next time? And, you know, because our programs go so deep. If next time it didn't go so much better, sometimes something different would go wrong. I'd be like, okay, back to the drawing board, let's try again. And I just literally did that every day for years and years and years and years. And that's the core of who I believe I am. I'm someone that transforms, that changes, that grows from every single experience that I've ever had, no matter what. And that's what I believe that we need to do for true transformation.
That's deep. It sounds like you've learned some tools too on how to grow yourself from that point of view that we're all raised with, that all these things happen to us, that we're not really the ones at choice here. And I know that's a huge mental shift. Like, oh, really? I do have a choice here? What's really going on? And how can I change my reality based on what's happening to me? And I think what I heard is that, or what I think I've learned, the subtle shift in that is that it's things happen to us to some extent, but also if we can look at it as if we're the ones in control, even if it seems like something happens to us, if we react as if we are the ones in control and then start living from a place where we know we're in control of our life, no matter what's going on, no matter how bad it seems, it empowers us to feel like we're living from that space of power and control with confidence that we do have choice in our lives. And if we're in victim, if we're living as if we're the victim and all this stuff is happening to us, we're losing out on that sense of choice. And
yeah,
I think that
absolutely.
The tools that you're bringing help restore that choice back to our lives, right? Are we to a point yet where you could walk us through an example or?
Yeah. Actually, before we do that, guys, so everyone stay tuned. I know that there is some stuff that you wanted to share with our listeners, and I know that you put together a really great package for people who want to walk through this journey with you to learn more about how they can break themselves free.
Yes.
And, you know, like really bust through this, like really, like one-on-one, like get through some of this stuff and, I mean, you actually, I mean, I know that you have a lot around manifestation for money and abundance, but really it comes back to, I mean, when we do EFT or when we do tapping or when we do any of that, it comes through the body and you really have a kind of a different, like you really are so intuitive. Like, guys, I just want you to really understand this. Like she is right there with it. Like, she's, I mean, yes, it's EFT, yes, it's tapping, but so tell us a little bit about what you've got going on for our listeners today.
Yeah, well, I know
that you've got.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So I know that, you know, many people have heard of tapping now. I do a different style. It's more of a expanded style of tapping, and I've been calling it deep EFT because it goes deeper than just for any other EFT. What it's going to do is it's going to really help you access those places that are keeping you stuck. So with the stuff that, the money, the reprogramming your money mindset stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you, it's not just about money. It's really going to be helping you heal those deeper places that are causing you to have crises, that are causing you to be unlucky, that are causing, like, your family conditioning to be, like taking a massive hold on you. So what I want to do is I want to help to free you from that so that way you can have some of the great results that I've been having, where you can go from feeling anxious, like life is not in your control, and you can start truly, in the very purest sense of the word, reclaiming your power. So what I've done is I've gone ahead and I've put a little package together. And this package is...
I wouldn't say little.
Okay.
I wouldn't
everything
say
I
little.
Do is, yeah, you're right. I don't know why I do that. I remember the first time I made a program, and I said, I've got a mini program. And people were like, it's 10 modules long. It's not mini.
It is juicy. Like, it's for real. And you get in there. Like, you really get deep. I mean, you've gone...
Yeah.
I feel like you and I both... We were both raised by our grandparents, and we both kind of, like... So I know you get in deep. Like, I can tell. Like, there is some stuff in there that you have really worked through and understand. Like, you have a deeper understanding and have cleared some serious... And I don't want to give it a word, but some, like, for real blocks that we might have put in place just because of this lifetime. Not to even talk about the other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that really speaks to me so much. I really do believe in the power of going deep. So what I want to do is, with the package that I've put together, it's actually going to help you to move forward out of the crisis that you're in. Now, my passion is for helping aspiring healers, coaches, leaders, aspiring and ambitious coaches, basically, that really want to step up into their power, start serving people, because I basically feel that my purpose is to help you fulfill your purpose. And the thing that I'm very grateful to say is that I'm very good at it. So what I'm going to do is I have a package for you where you can learn how to become great at sales, which is so necessary to get your work out in the world. So this is all about how to become a great salesperson without seeming desperate or pushy. So you're going to be releasing a lot of that lower level energy. And this way you're going to get very extremely clear on what you need to do and say and really be to attract your ideal client in that you need to help. Plus, even if you're not really ready to be there yet, the money mindset stuff is going to help you to, I'm going to put one in to overcome the feeling of being trapped and to overcome the feeling of never enough money. I'm also going to put in a whole hour-long session to help you overcome the family conditioning that's been keeping you stuck. Now, these are really, with my heart and soul, so grateful to say that these are high-value recordings that will change your life. And not just about, oh, you know, there's some information. It's a cellular change where once you go through the process, you're going to feel like a whole different person, like so much more things possible for you that you never even imagined. And then just like how I overcame my social anxiety and my PTSD, this sort of work, it just like smooths away those edges. And the more you do of it, the more clear you get. So it's something I'm really excited to be offering everyone listening today.
Yeah, I've got to also add in there that a lot of people really have a lot of added stress because of money issues. And
mm-hmm.
so the more we can reduce these problems in our lives, if we call it that, or these opportunities or these lessons, however we look at it, learning to clear these to relieve those stressors is a huge benefit to our health and our lives and
mm-hmm.
our relationships
mm-hmm.
all around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It affects everywhere. Well, it's all interconnected, right, Jeremy? Like, and Kai, like, it, every single part of it. And so somehow, sometimes we try to compartmentalize, like, oh, that's my career issue, that's my money issue, and that's my relationship issue. But they're all interconnected just the way that we are, right? Like, I mean, why, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we could all see it more clearly that way? And I am guilty of it, too. Like, I do compartmentalize as well sometimes.
Yes.
And it's easy to.
Yes, so
it all comes down to healing ourselves.
It's the basis of everything. Like, so many people are looking without. They're trying to get answers outside of them. Like, I know especially with people that have a calling and they want to help people, the first thing they start to do is try and do, like, marketing courses or maybe even confidence courses, which some confidence courses can be good. But what you want to be doing is go right to the very core of your issues that is responsible for the emotions that make you resistant, that it's responsible for the cranky moods that, you know, turn you into a beast, you know, that's responsible for you being unlucky and manifesting things that just do not serve you. And the good news is that even though we're told that we're broken and that we're small and that we can't fix it, from my heart and soul, from the experience that I've had, if there's one thing that you take away from this call, I'd really like you to know that you can change anything. You can heal, you can transform, and most importantly, you have everything within you that you need. It's not that you have to get something extra, it's that you have layers on top to protect you. You have darkness, you have heaviness, you're trying to hide, and it's layers on top. As we release the layers, everything that you need is already in there. So I just really want you to know from my heart to yours that no matter what you're going through right now, you are absolutely okay as you are. Yeah.
Thank you for that. And thank you guys for staying on, because we really want to take you through this amazing process that she has to share with us. And she made us promise that we would do a process on something that's actually going on for us. So, Jeremy, you're up. I'm just kidding.
I love it. Okay, well, how about we all sit up straight, everyone listening as well, let's all sit up straight, and we're just going to take a few deep breaths to fully come into this space. So anyone at home listening to this, please turn off your Facebook and just shut everything down, because this is a transformation, and you want to be fully here, otherwise what's the point? Okay, so let's just begin to take some long, deep breaths. We'll take about 3 or 4 and keep them really long. Big, long exhales.
That's big O mouth.
Yes, open your mouth wide. And as you exhale, feel your mind relax. And right where you want to stop the breath, just keep breathing out. And 2 more. Feel your mind go heavy, relax your forehead and your face, and just sigh all the way. Deepest inhale yet. Relax your shoulders and your back and just sigh it all out. And we'll do one more. Breathe out into your belly. Really send that breath down. Okay. So I'd really love to do a tap on overcoming fear of judgment, because that's something that we all have, something that we all share. We're so scared of what the other person will think. We hide. I used to hide for years. But the truth is we're all going through the same pain. We have a variety of issues, but most of them are generally the same, at least a different mix. So Jeremy and Lianca, I'd really like you to fill in the blank, and same everyone at home, so you do this as well. Okay, let me get the sentence. Okay, so think of something important that you're wanting to do. Lianca and Jeremy, can you tell me if you have, like, maybe an important project or a goal or something you're wanting to achieve that is important but maybe you're a bit nervous about?
Yeah, I'm worried about feeling like I'm speaking well enough to the audience. I'm new enough at this that I feel like, wow, am I gonna say the right things? Are they gonna be, you know, judging me about it, or think I'm wish I was saying something a little different, or whatever. Yeah,
and thank you so much for your courage for sharing. That'll help a lot of people listening as well, because, you know, I bet there are people listening that think that they can't do this. But the truth is, even those of us that do this, we still have the fear. We just go ahead and do it anyway.
And let me tell you, you are showing up. So thank you for the contribution you're being to the world.
I think so. Bianca, what about you?
So mine is, I am pretty confident that I can show up. It's just that, well, wow. I always have this time issue, and so I always have this preconceived notion that, like, I have to have everything polished, and so if it's not polished, then I shouldn't show up. And so that's a fear of showing up. Like,
absolutely.
In other words, I shouldn't do it if it's not completely polished. And I think, like, oh, if I don't have the time to polish it up, in other words, to shine my shoes, then I shouldn't go to the party.
Okay, so let's play a little game here, Bianca. I'd love you to fill in the blanks. So if I don't have time to shine it up, the worst thing that would happen is fill in the blank with the first thing that comes to mind.
That someone will make fun of my shoes.
Yeah, okay. And when they
or
make fun
less
of
me,
they'll think less of you, okay. So let's just get a bit deeper here. So when they make fun of me, they'll make fun of me because?
Because their shoes are polished.
Okay, because their shoes are polished. Okay. And that, and what would that say about you? So that would mean that I'm going to have to say a name.
I don't know. I guess I kind of got Cinderella, or I kind of got, like, I'm dirty.
I'm dirty. Okay.
The Cinder, okay. I guess. Like, I'm not put together because I've been doing all this other stuff. So I didn't show up all polished.
Okay, so you have a belief that you – so why do you need to be polished? So just fill in the blank. Don't let yourself say, I don't know. Just leave the space there. Let's all take a deep breath together, okay? Let's all take a deep breath now. Okay, and fill in the blank, Lianca. I have to be polished because if I'm not –
Then perceived unprofessionally.
Mm-hmm. And when they see me as unprofessional, then?
Then not taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. And the worst thing that happens when they don't take me seriously is?
Less revenue.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I'm hearing is, see, now this is like a classic fear of being judged, both of you right here. And so how about we start? So all you have to do, I know, Leonka, and Jeremy, you both tapped, so I'll just speak to you at home, is what you have to do is follow me. Just use your full palms, use both palms, and you're going to tap the front of your chest underneath each collarbone. Just use your full hand to make sure you get the spot, and let's start tapping now. Okay, so I'm tapping my chest. You might be able to hear it. And now I'd really like you to tune into the event that you have coming up. And, of course, for you at home, make sure that you have filled in your blank for thinking of the event. And so you can just think, I'm scared they'll judge me because. Okay, so what's your answer to that? I'm scared they'll judge me because, and this will mean that I'm a, and call yourself a name. Okay, repeat after me. And Bianca and Jeremy, will you repeat after me?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And know that you can change the words. Okay, so let's see. Think of what you want to happen. Think of the goal. And say, I really want this goal.
I really want this goal.
I really want it to work out.
I really want it to work out.
I really want them to like me.
I really want them to like me.
And this is really true. But the truth is. Deep inside. I feel really scared. If I'm really honest with myself.
There's a part within me.
That's scared of being judged. Yeah, good work. Okay, now for you listening at home, just know that it's okay if any energy moves, if any tears come up. We're just going to lean towards it. This is very natural. This is a process that is known to make you cry. So, or it might make you yawn or whatever. So let's take a big, deep breath now, okay? We'll do it my way. So breathe in deep. Open your jaw in a big, wide O shape and breathe out. Ah, that's important. Okay, so breathe in again, breathe down deep into your belly, open your mouth in a big O shape, and breathe out. Okay, breathe in, open your mouth in a big O shape, relax your shoulders, and make a sound. Good work, one more, breathe in and sit up straight. As you're tapping, open your jaw wide, and exhale, and lean slowly forward. And see if you can yawn. Just force a yawn, even if you're pretending.
No, that's not working.
Okay. What'd you say?
I was like, yeah, that wasn't forced. A yawn.
Okay, good. Tap the front of your ribs, and it's sort of under your nipples. It's right there in the front of your ribs. So tune into your body and notice what's happening. And say, now nod your head and say, yep.
Yep.
Nod your head again. Okay. Now keep up with me. Mm-hmm. Say, yep.
Yep.
I'm definitely feeling anxious.
I'm definitely feeling anxious.
And this fear of being judged.
And this fear of being judged.
Okay, so just notice what's happening as, you know, especially for you, Leonka, and Jeremy, as you're here online, like, this is a big, courageous step that you're taking. So just say, I'm feeling this fear in my body.
I'm feeling this fear in my body.
At the very top of your head, slightly to the back. I'm feeling the anxiety of being judged.
I'm feeling the anxiety of being judged.
Don't I have to be perfect?
Always thought so.
Yeah. Don't I have to be professional?
Don't I have to be professional?
Good that you're you're laughing. That's good. Laughing is a better form of relief.
I'm opposite. Like, well, most people cry. I laugh. Like, I just have, like, the adverse, like, whatever response. So I could just start laughing. And then I'll cry, like, on
Okay, let's take a big breath, and I want you to make some sounds. So put your head up, I guess, so it's not in front of the microphone if you can. Take a big breath.
Hey, good girl.
Okay, big, big breath in.
Guys, listen out if you're not working with the speaker.
Okay, tap your eyebrows. It's right next to the bridge of your nose. Okay. Now say, I need to be professional.
I need to eat bananas and be professional.
And now say, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a part of me right now.
There's a part of me right now.
There's a part of me right now.
Mm-hmm. That maybe doesn't want to come out.
That maybe doesn't want to come out.
Shrug your shoulders and say, that's okay.
That's okay.
Doesn't have to come out. Yeah.
It's all right.
Just let whatever's flowing up come out, and it will be completely safe right now, okay? We've got a really amazing, we've got so many amazing people around us. It's totally safe. Tap in the corners of your eyes. It's right in the very corner. And say, I'm feeling this in my body.
I'm feeling this in my body.
Yeah, you're doing great. So, Lanka, relax that area in your throat right now that's got that block in it. And just breathe out. So don't inhale, just exhale. Let's all exhale together. So go, ah, like that. There you go. Do it again. Okay. We're now going to go.
Good.
Yeah. Take a big, deep breath in down into your belly. Deeper. Keep breathing in. And now put your head up in the air. Lean slowly forward and go, ah. Open your jaw wider. Ah. Now sit up straight and breathe in. Sit up straight. Open your jaw. Relax your shoulders. And exhale. One more time. Sit up straight and breathe in. Relax your shoulders and do a big, crumpled, relieving sigh. Go, oh. So your whole body just, oh. Yeah, like that. Set the front of your cheekbones right next to your nose. It's up really high, right next to your nose, right under where you get the dark circles, and do not tap away from this point. Okay, repeat after me. The truth is...
The truth is...
I've been strong for a long time.
I've been strong for a long time.
Yeah. Mhm. But part of me.
And part of me.
Has some fear.
Has some fear.
Shrug your shoulders and say, "Oops."
Oops. Oh well.
Yeah. I'm open to maybe.
I'm open to maybe.
Yeah. I'm open to maybe feeling this feeling anyway. Yeah, so relax your heart. Relax the muscles around your heart. Put your hand on your heart and tap in the arm. Sorry, one hand tap in the divot above your lips. And the other hand, I like to just place it firmly on my heart.
Okay.
Say, I love and accept myself as much as I can.
I love and accept myself as much as I can.
Yeah. Tap in the divot under your lips and say, even though.
Even though.
Even though.
Yeah. Even though I'm holding on.
Even though I'm holding on.
Yeah. I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
So just lean forward and breathe. Breathe that feeling out, Lianka. Just open your mouth. Don't inhale. Just go, ah.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath in and sit up straight. Relax your shoulders. Relax your back. Relax your fingertips. And just sigh. And do a big yawn. Ah. Open your mouth wide. Ah. Okay. Almost done. Oh, I'll tap your chest and say,
wow.
I'm open to loving and accepting myself.
Oh, gosh. I'm open to
doing great.
Loving and accepting myself.
Good. Even if part of me doesn't.
Even if part of me doesn't.
Yeah. Even though I have this part I might never love.
Even if I have a part I
never love.
Now, I can't remember if I just started changing the spots, but are we tapping on the divot under our lips?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so let's change to our heart and say, even this part that I'll never love and exaggerate it.
Even the part that I might never love.
Mm-hmm. I'm open to sending it compassion.
I'm open to sending it compassion.
Because even though it hurts,
even though it hurts,
and I'm feeling it right in here.
I'm feeling it right in here.
It needs my love the most.
It needs the love most.
Yeah. So let's take a big breath, and I want you to make some sound. And if you're at home, I want you to yell. Big deep breath in. Sit up straight. Open your jaw really hard. Oh. Forward and go. Breathe in. Sit up straight. And let's do a big crumpled sigh. Relax your fingertips and go. Okay, so put your hand over your heart and sway side to side. And notice where the tension is in your body. Yeah. Let any sounds come out, whether it's a laughter or a sigh or a cry, whatever it is. Relax your throat. And say, and just with your hands firmly on your heart, really firmly on your heart, say, repeat after me. Even though I have this remaining feeling of anxiety. And secretly I'm scared. Of what people might think. Yeah, and allow yourself to sway side to side. Say, I acknowledge this feeling in my body. And I'm open to loving myself anyway. Even if part of me doesn't. I'm going to be kind to that part too. So just tap on your chest again just for a little bit and say, and I'm choosing. I'm choosing to give it permission to stay. And I can always change my mind. But for right now. I accept that yes, I'm feeling this feeling. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling it right in here. So imagine that you're really small, like you're like really tiny, you're in little scuba gear. And as we take a breath and exhale, you're going to sink down and sit on top of where the feeling is. So take a big deep breath in with me now. Relax your shoulders, open your jaw, exhale, and drop down. And notice where the edges of the feeling is. Where does it begin and where does it end? Where is it and where is it not? And just start tracing around the edges and notice what shape it is. We're not changing it. That is the key. Do not change it. Take a breath and feel around the edges. Open your mouth and just go, feel exactly the edges of that feeling and don't change it. Just imagine you're sitting on it and do a big yawn. Feel right the edges around it. breathe in and yawn. Relax your shoulders and lean slowly forward. And sigh as you feel where that feeling is and where it isn't. Ah, open your mouth wider now. Ah, wider. Ah, it out. Be really gentle with it. Take a big deep breath in and sit up straight. And now as you breathe out, drop right into the center of that feeling, right into the darkness. Ooh. Start tapping all around
the
chest.
Is it okay that it takes up my whole abdomen?
Yeah, it is totally okay.
So what I felt like it was taking up a huge space.
Yeah, it can even be bigger than your body. So what I want you to do now is to imagine that there's a massive bubble around it. So it's got space on either side. And as you take our next breath and you're tapping, we're going to imagine that the feeling is expanding to fill the bubble. So you actually want it to get worse. You want it to hurt a bit more. But we're going to use our breath and the emotional alchemy of opening our mouth, relaxing our shoulders, leaning forward, and we're going to allow it to expand. So please connect to the edges of that feeling and do not change it.
Okay.
Take a big, deep breath in. Imagine the bubble around it. You can make it any color you like. And now lean slowly forward, mouth wide open, relax your shoulders, and see that feeling expand. Ah, breathe out, open your jaw, and yawn.
Oh,
that feeling's just
expanding.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't remember tapping with this intensity before. It's great.
This is amazing.
Well, you know,
like,
that
wowzers. Wow.
Yeah, I hear this all the time. The number one thing that people say to me is literally this sentence: "It was the most powerful EFT I ever tried." I hear that every time.
It's not. This is Ty Ashley right here with EFT. So thank you so much.
Oh,
wow.
So welcome. Okay, so how about we put our hands on our belly and give our belly a little love rub? Just like let your body know that you really love it and that even though it's got the stuff inside of it, it is so worthy of your love. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and just give yourself a big hug or touch a place on your body that you think needs your love the most. It could be anywhere at all. Your foot, could be your belly, your heart, could even be your yoni or lingam, but whatever it is, just touch a place on your body. Take a deep breath in and imagine that light is in your hand, light is in your heart, and you're breathing it into your body and just sigh. Relax your shoulders. Allow yourself to have a full experience of this moment now. Notice how you feel differently to before. And continue to breathe. Okay. Now we're going to come back into our bodies in just a moment, but I'm feeling called to give you another moment. So just notice where the skin touches.
I've heard you say that it's okay to touch ourselves wherever, that it's okay, that it really is safe, that even if we feel wrong or something, that it's truly okay to touch wherever, to help our body feel really accepted and loved, no matter what it is that's coming up.
A touch is so healing. Especially when you imagine, like, light or when you do it with an intention of love. And all you have to do, love isn't this concept. It is simply a warm feeling in your heart. So think of love like that. When your heart feels warm, that's love. That's all you got to do is just imagine that warm feeling in your heart and you're feeling love. And that literally heals everything it touches. Do one more big yawn and start to feel yourself come down into the base of your spine to ground. Big breath over your jaw and yawn. So you might like to rub your face rub your face, or maybe you can rub your head, or scratch your back, something like that. And now, put both your hands on the top of your thighs, and we're going to do a very different breath. You're going to breathe in with me, and then we're going to make an ooh sound. And as we make that, you're going to feel yourself come down into your body. Okay, let's do it. Big, deep breath in, and go ooh. Just feel how that vibration sends your soul, your energy, whatever that consciousness is, down. Okay, again, breathe in. Feel your base of your spine, your hips. And this one's a deeper one. We're going to breathe out all the way down into the center of the earth. Big deep breath in. Okay, ready? Shoot it down and go through the base of your spine. And go, ooh, and go. And wrap it around a crystal or a rock.
Feels like some good tantric work.
Good work, guys. You did great.
Wowzers. Girl.
Yeah. So what feels more possible for you now, Lianca and Jeremy?
I feel like there's a much broader sense of support from the earth and from a much bigger energy that I'm used to tapping into. Like much more than just me, that I'm being held and kind of nurtured by a much bigger power and energy.
Mm. And Lianca, what was your experience with that?
Mine was, as calm as I usually, like, I go through, like, calm and heightened state and then calm and heightened state, and so I really feel now like, woo. Well, my belly is always giving me true indicators. We'll just go with that. And I've always had digestive stuff, so I really took that to the process. And even when you were saying don't heal it, but the fact that I was going and touching every single piece was also changing stuff. And so when we were breathing into it, my digestive was like, thank you. Like, it was showing, like, right now it's still showing me gratitude. So I'm so grateful for that. So thank you, thank you. And this is something that I've been dealing with for a long time. So, and it's just because it's a true indicator of what's going on with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where I keep my anxieties. So even if I don't acknowledge my anxieties, my belly's like, I'm right here to show you. So it was very, very beautiful to go in and say, hi, I see you. We're okay. We can release this. Thank you for showing me.
Yeah,
thank you for showing me your red flags. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people have it wrong. Like, our instinct is to try and push it and prod it to change it, but that's actually not healing it. The analogy I gave earlier of the child, so see how when you touched around the edges and you leant towards it physically, you opened your mouth and gave it space, and see how that allowed it to transform? It's because you're embracing it like you would a child, not trying to push it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it let me know that. So when you were like, don't try to change it, and I was like, it wants to change already. It's been acknowledged. Like, it's saying, thank you. Like, thank you for seeing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whereas if you had have said, okay, here it is now, let's heal it, it wouldn't have felt seen. It would have felt judged.
Yes. Yes. thank you. Wow. That was, wow. Guys, if you want to, I mean, this is some amazing, amazing processes. It is by no accident that you have, you've taken this deeper. And I'm so grateful for the work that you take out into the world, because it does free, I mean, it freed me up, you know, and I, that's something I deal with all the time. Now, you know, it may come back, because thank goodness we have bodies to give us signals, but, thank you for the work that you do. And if you want to explore more with Kai Ashley, you could do that, just by choosing the special offer button.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Kai. I've done a lot of different energy work, energy healing modalities. I've done EFT, you know, tapping. I've done holotropic breath work. I've done all kinds of stuff, and this felt powerful. I really appreciate you walking us through this process.
Oh, thank you for being so brave and allowing yourself to show up. Now, I really, you know, before the call, we were talking about how there's been like this dip in the last few days, and I really feel like this is such divine timing, and I deeply believe that doing this work, it raises the vibration of the whole universe, because we're taking actual negative low-level emotions,
mm-hmm.
and we're not releasing them, we're actually turning
mm-hmm.
them into a higher vibration.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're so right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I'm so excited. Yep, keep going.
I was going to say, I love also what I hear you saying, is that by doing our own personal work and transmuting and transforming these energies within us, we're actually also helping transform those collective energies for the whole planet, for the whole world.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a big part of my mission. I feel like there's me to change, but also the way that I can contribute to the world is through those changes that I do within myself, that I'm contributing to the whole, to the world, to the whole planet.
Mm. Beautiful. I love it.
Oh, thank you for the work
yeah.
you're doing.
Absolutely, and the thing is, I love sharing this so much. Like, even before I ever did it professionally, I was always, in the beginning, I had to beg people to tap with me because of my issues were so strong. But as I healed and healed that, now, you know, I have people contacting me to work with me. And that's actually, I'd really love to bring it back to the offer that we have for people, because I just know in my heart and soul just how powerful this work is when you, of course, turn up and do it. So if you are wanting to get more deeply into this, I'd really suggest that you go down and you click that special offer button, and you will receive some amazing processes just like this to help
mm-hmm.
you to release your money blocks and to love yourself on a deeper level than ever before. And because my focus is in helping to leaders shine, you're going to learn how to make money from your passions in a very powerful and tangible way. So, yeah, go ahead and grab that. Join me and get to know me further.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Kai, we're so grateful for you. Like, I love saying Kai. Like, sorry, I feel like
yeah.
I'm like, because everybody calls me Lee. When we get so close.
I love how we'll
feel like
out. We're just out.
But it's amazing. Thank you for what you shared. I know it's gone over the time that we normally go, but I think you were totally clued into what everyone needed right now at this moment. And we're so grateful for that.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are juicy, juicy. Wow. Thank you.
And this package, could you say a little more, Kai? Could you go over real quick the contents of the package? Just
oh yes.
So the people know. I think we might have already covered it some, but if you could just kind of go through it one more time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot of great stuff that I think people would love to, you know, for the chance to work with you a little more, get a little more of those processes for doing our own processing and working through those blocks. I think some of what we talked about earlier is just the power that we can take back into our own hands of getting back into that place of choice so that we could start clearing these things that have been getting in our way, where we get in our own way, where we allow these old automatic programs that get activated like a program on a hard drive on a computer that's not running most of the time, but something happens that all of a sudden triggers and opens that program. And what you've got here are tools to help us basically take out the viruses and help us get back to where we could be running at full speed. So
that's a great way to put it.
Talk a little more? Yeah. Could you talk a little more about what your program has, the contents of your package?
Absolutely. So what this is going to be doing is it's really going to help you to, now, as Jeremy just said, to change that program, to heal those viruses, essentially. So I'm going to be helping you with some deep money mindset work and some healing so that you can step away from the trap that you've been in, basically. So there's going to be a lot of money healing. There's going to be an EFT session there called Overcoming Never Enough Money. This is like a crowd favorite. Everyone loves it. There's also one called Overcoming Feeling Trapped, which is the trapped situation where you feel like there's no way out. There's you know, you don't have enough money. You don't know what to do. Plus, there's going to be a money healing there to change your family story. And believe me, we could do a whole nother session this long on just how your family story is controlling your entire life. So I'm going to help release you from that. Plus, I am going to put in a bonus tap for doubling your income to become a sales superstar and attract more clients. And this is going to be all about releasing the shame and that awkward feeling about asking for money, about selling what you have, which I really feel is very important. Whether you're actively in sales or not, this is absolutely going to help you to release that programming that's keeping you stuck. Now, the cherry on the top, actually, there's two more. One is that I want to give you access to a VIP masterclass that I led recently that is to help you to attract clients into your life through overcoming that desperate or pushy feeling when you're selling. Now, this isn't just tapping this one. This is also a lot of high level coaching, like laser precision coaching, that's going to help you get the exact language that you need to use to attracting your tribe, the exact message. If you're unclear on exactly how you help people, you're like, well, I know I help people, but I'm not, I don't know. This is going to help you get crystal clear. You're going to have a very strong, I guess, they call it an elevator pitch, but I don't really like that. You know, it's really going to help you just know exactly how you help people. And this is important because that way you can attract in your tribe. And on top of that, I'm going to give you some amazing PDFs so that you can have all the tapping points. You can get the way that I tap, my very special way of tapping that I've been calling Deep EFT because it goes so deep. You're going to get access to that as well. So this is a really phenomenal package, and I can say so proudly and humbly that if you actually do this work, you're going to see a massive shift, and it's not just in the moment because most of the results from tapping, they come in the weeks and the months after. When you change the programs, you start doing things differently. People react to you differently, and psychically things change as well. It's absolutely amazing. So you're going to be contacting me in a month or two from now, telling me all the success stories. It happens all the time, you know, and that's absolutely my favorite thing. And the reason, you know, why I love doing this so much is because it's like you do the work and then you set yourself off into the world and these amazing things come back to you. So this is what my offering is for you today.
Thank you so much, Kai. One more thing I wanted to mention about that, the sales, that one of the things I learned years ago and I explained to my kids growing up too is that sales is one of those things that whether you're in sales for work or not, sales is one of those things that actually we use every day in our lives in everything we do. We sell ourselves even on different ideas. We sell our coworkers on thoughts or ideas or ways of doing things. And so don't think that you have to be in sales or have your own business to need this. This is something everyone can benefit from.
Absolutely.
These are the powerful tools. And one of the things I remember when I was in middle school, somebody came and gave us out these little key rings. It was just a little plastic key on a key ring, and it said, communication is the key to success. And sales is a huge piece of communication. The more we can improve and better our communication, especially within ourselves, the more we will communicate well with the others around us, and the more we will have the power to create the reality that we truly desire. And
yeah. and get our needs met, you know?
Yeah.
Like, sales is all about really getting our needs met, and it's also not just that, it's helping the other person get their needs met. Like, one thing that I talk about all the time is that sales isn't actually getting, sales is giving. So, for instance, like, with what I'm selling right now, this isn't me getting, I'm giving you this amazing transformational tool that will change your life. And, you know, money, the way that money works is like, well, you give value, of course you get money in return. But you really want to realize that when you're selling or you're getting, you're getting your needs met, there's always something in it for the other person, especially when you're actually selling, you know, when you're actually selling a product or a service. It's, you're essentially giving. And so if you have weird, like, feelings about that, if you feel awkward, if you feel greedy, if you feel like people will think you're bad, this is going to just go ahead and release all of that. And it's the sort of thing that can be repeated. So when you come against new layers, then you can actually use this for quite a long time in quite a lot of situations. And hands down, 100%, you're going to be surprised, happy, and shocked with the results when you see that it becomes so much easier to talk about what you do. It becomes so much easier to attract clients. It becomes so much easier to fulfill your purpose when you release those blocks and you allow yourself to step up and shine. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kai, for sharing and doing what you're doing, helping people to basically get back in charge of their own lives, become leaders of themselves again. That's been a big part of my path as well, is how can I really get back in charge of my own life? And that's a big part of my story, where I came from. I learned how to please everybody else, how to do what everybody else thought I should do, and it took a long time for me to finally start asking the questions and realizing, wait, where am I in here? When am I going to start taking care of me? And this what you're offering is a huge part of that. How to really step back into our own sense of power and control or leadership in our lives. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that
thank
process.
For being.
That was more than I expected, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I do for fun.
I think
well,
the breath
out
of the end.
You more for fun.
Yeah, feel free to get a hold of me if you come to Portland.
I will. I mean, I've traveled the world, and I meet everyone where I go. So when I'm in your area again, we'll definitely be catching up.
Absolutely. And for everyone online, you know, you guys can totally join in on the fun. We love you, love you. Thank you for the contribution that you're being.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you to the listeners. Send out much love and light to all, and I wish you all the best on your healing journeys and your contributions that you give the world by working on yourselves and healing yourselves and helping yourselves all become better and better and more whole and complete and healed. So much love. Take care.